We pray that as you listen to one of our amazing team bring the Word of God, you are encouraged and challenged, and that your faith is stirred. To get in touch or for more information about us as a church, head to libertychurchuk.com.
Well, I don't know about you, but it's not a dry eye.
Yeah.
What an amazing time, what an amazing video at the end. Mrs. Fitchie, I want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. Thank you for putting that all together today to bring us together, to entertain us, to make us laugh, to gather us as a people. You know, there's something about connection. We were okay until we watched that last video. And then you see people's lives and you see people's faces and you realize and everything that's going on, what really matters is relationship. You know, this week, we've got to do a number of things. We didn't know what was going to happen. Happened yesterday. Lockdown all of a sudden. And it throws our whole little brains and our worlds into this dismay. You know, but this week we got to give out over 200 hampers to families. And there's more going out. What a wonderful blessing we're able to be this week. But as we reflect on this season, and not even this season, I mean, how far can you think back at this time and think, where did it all start and what all happened? But let's just reflect on now in this moment. What am I feeling right now? As you're sitting there watching this, as you're watching the pictures go, as you're laughing, what are you feeling inside? And as last night came, I went to the chip shop last night because my kids wanted fish and chips. And I went there thinking one thing and I came back declaring another thing because an announcement is made. And it seems like the season is just changing. It almost felt like last night as I watched people's faces at the chip shop reading what they read, that it was like life was pulled out from underneath them like a rug. And it felt like hope deferred again. And as I got home and we sat and we ate round the table, fish and chips together, we began to just explain to the children what's happened. And my house was just such emotion. My daughter's crying. One of them having her little way of figuring it out. My son concerned and maybe even angry a bit with what's going on. And I don't know about you, but in me, there's so much things that begin to rise up. And sometimes in this past season, we've seen what's risen up being declared out of our mouths, which has been healthy and unhealthy. But I want to ask you a question this morning as we just bring this to, I guess, a close in these next 5 minutes. What is God up to right now in your and my journeying reality? This is a reality. What is God up to right now in your and my journeying reality? Kids, what is God doing in this whole thing? Some of you may be asking, where is God? Where is there a God? But I'll tell you something, God is always up to something. And the primary thing he's up to right now was reflected in that last video. He's up to relationship. He wants the depths of your heart open to allow him to come in and explore. You see, if you're a believer in Jesus, he's in you. The question is, does he have access to you? How, right now in this moment, I wrote this down, through my actions, my words, I take responsibility. Do I touch the lives around and arouse them to the fact that God loves you, to the fact that he is wanting you to delight in him? How do I do that? You see, if you don't know Jesus today, I can do that by sharing with you and declaring you are created by God with a plan and a purpose. But if you're a believer today, I can begin to arouse in you and remind you that you're a new creation, that you have a new nature and there is Jesus in you. You know, as I reflected over yesterday and today, in some senses, our plans have changed. Our plans can't be what they thought they would be. Our whole vision that you set forward and think, this is what this year is going to be. Maybe you didn't have a vision for this year. It's suddenly shattered or broken or not the same. But what I realized in this moment, and maybe this is a hard and tough reality to realize, I realized how attached I am to the plan, to the dream, and to the ideal. You see, because when it's changed or it's pulled, I'm rocked and suddenly my flesh dynamic comes out of me. And I begin to question, is God good all the time? You see, we say that phrase, God is good all the time. God is good. Why do we say that often when we are blessed? But as my plans were had to be changed, as my whole journey reality is shifted, and so is yours, and we're in this kind of together, you realize how much I'm attached to my plans, to my dreams, and to my ideals. Over 2,000 years ago, as beautifully portrayed by the Fitchies in that play, the prophetic words had been uttered before that. And a savior came and he was born. Nobody knew the timing and nobody knew really when, but one night he came. Yes, it wasn't the 25th of December. We don't have Christmas and then celebrate Jesus. We have Christmas because of Jesus. But he came. And suddenly a people who'd been waiting for hope for so long, read your scriptures, were excited. The shepherds legged it and ran. And if you've got time, watch The Shepherd on The Chosen. It's unbelievably amazing. It's so moving. But suddenly they were waiting for hope, and hope began to arrive. And I think it feels a little bit like that now. We're waiting for something hopeful, and we've hoped that Christmas will be okay. We've hoped that we will return to normal. We've hoped the government will come up with a solution. We've hoped that jobs will come. We've hoped all these things, and it just seems like we've been let down and let down and let down. But I've come to realization and reality. The only reason I'm let down is because my hope is in the wrong place, and that is more of an ideal for me than actually what God has for me. But after that, those prophetic words, and the shepherds came running, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. There was excitement at that time, there was expectation, there was anticipation, and then we have a gap for 30 years. All of a sudden it's coming, and then 30 years they still had to wait. You see, it's not about your timing or my timing. It's about his timing, and it's not what's taking, what we're going to do. It's what he's doing. But our responsibility is, what are we going to do in the waiting? 30 years for Jesus to spring into action. I think we're living in a generation now who want Jesus to spring into action now. Jesus, do something now. And if we saw and we pulled back the veil of eternity and the spirit world, we would see that he is doing something. He's already done something. He's placed it in us. And he said, now my people walk in it. But why did it take 30 years of that time for Jesus to spring into action? I don't know the answer, but I am sure of the dynamics. I am sure of what's going on behind. God never leaves or forsakes, and he never left or forsake then, and he's not leaving or forsaking now. God always has purpose in the season and in the process. And I know this in the dynamic, his deepest desire is relationship with you and me. We sing the song, even when I can't see you working, I know that you're working. I pray that that song is not just a great song, but it's actually something that's in us. You see, based on all of that, therefore in this season, I can say to you that the days ahead of us are great ones. I can say to you that 2021 is going to be a great year. Now, how you receive that is your responsibility. If as I say that great hits your ears and you think my life is going to be like I want it to be, then I'm really sorry, you're going to be disappointed. But if, as I say those statements, the days right now and the days ahead are going to be great ones, then actually you grab hold of that and say, yes, they are, because I'm going to grow in deeper delight with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to stand in great hope. Let me read you a scripture, 1 Peter 2, verse 22. You think, what's this got to do with Christmas? This is about Jesus. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Oh, we've seen a lot of that. As we've been pressurized, we've allowed our flesh dynamic to come out. As we've had hardships, we've allowed our emotions to come out. But then it says this, but he continued entrusting himself to him, his father, who judges justly. But he continued entrusting himself to his father who judges justly. Jesus did something on your and my behalf in the circumstances he faced and in his journeying reality of his 33 years. He said yes to trusting the Father continually. He said yes to coming as a baby. He said yes to giving his life. And he said yes to enduring the cross. And then he said yes to releasing the Holy Spirit and him coming in you. Why? Why did he say yes? Why did he say the yes? Oh, for the joy that was put before him, he endured the cross. What's the joy in this season? It's you and it's me. What's the whole deal about it? It's about relationship. God made a covenant with you and me, and covenant is simply about one thing. It's about relationship. And he said, I'm never breaking it. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why did Jesus say yes to all of that? Because he said, there's all I actually want. Jesus, Father, I want to please you. Father, I want to do what you have called me to do. Father, I'm yes and amen to the plan. Father, my delight is in you. And he said this, Father, I trust you with my life. I close with that. Father, I trust you with my life. Here's the question to me. Heath, do you trust the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with your life? Honestly, God just wants your real response right now. You see, because you will see it in my life played out. What's my real response to that question? I can say, yes, I trust you. But as I walk through my journeying reality and my emotions come out, as I walk through my journeying reality and I'm disappointed by what happens, it's okay to go through those things. It is okay. It's okay. It's okay to cry. Sometimes it's worth a good cry. It's okay to get a bit like, no. But if that's going to rule over you and dictate who you are, then we've missed who's in us. My response to the circumstances does reveal my answer. But God is okay with my absolute honesty in this time. So what's your journeying reality? I don't know the ins and outs, but I do know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do know that this season, this whole deal, this whole planet is about him and him only. Whether we get the gifts, whether Amazon make it on time right now because they're going to be busy in these next few days, whether they get there or not, the relationship between you and your Father in heaven, his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, it should be enough. Whether you eat the turkey and the Brussels sprouts and everything else, and oh, we love a good dinner, the relationship should be enough. You know, those of you who are married, why did you get married and have a wife or a husband? Not for convenience, not for the sake of, oh, we have more money together, not because we look better together. You married each other to reflect Christ in the church, and you married each other to say yes to relationship. I know there's a whole lot of stuff going on us right now. But at this time, if you are struggling, if you are going through a tough time in this season, if you think I need to connect with somebody, I want to encourage you to call us. I want to encourage you to talk to us. I want to encourage you to message us. I'm going to give you a phone number right now. Call it, leave, text us, and we will get back to you. That number is 07943-501-007. That is our church phone. Contact us. We will get back to you because I don't want you sitting alone at home on your own thinking there's no purpose and there's no hope when I know there is. But I don't have every reality coming to me and think I must call. But you have the opportunity to just say, hey, I want to reach out right now. Maybe you're sitting in this season in financial difficulty. You don't know which way to turn. Give us a call. No, we're not financial advisors, but do you know what? We know some stuff. Don't sit in the muck on your own. Maybe your marriage is in a mess. Maybe your parenting is a little bit all over the place and you just need a bit of input and you need a bit of hope and the journeying reality is pulling you down. Well, God has placed you and me in each other's lives in this season. It's all about relationship right now. It's not about how slick this production is. It's not about whether we next week we're going to meet in church or not meet in church, and we'll let you know. It's not about whether the rain's coming down or not right now. It's about the connection between you and your Father in heaven, your Creator, Jesus, His Son, who came and died for you, was born a baby, and the Holy Spirit who lives in you. And He says, I want to reveal the Godhead to you and make sure you know who you truly are. This is what this season is about. I want to pray for you in this moment. It's been an incredible morning. But I want you over this season, my heart for you is one thing and one thing only, to know Him. To know Him. Things will come and things will go. We are not guaranteed of tomorrow. We are not guaranteed of another lockdown. As you see that last night, people rushed to say their last maybe, I'll see you soon, to their loved ones, because who knows when they'll get to see them. And you may think that was a bad idea or a good idea. It doesn't really matter right now. But why did they rush and drive places and want to see each other? Why? Because they love each other and they're connected, because it's about relationship. It is just a mirror, small picture of the bigger deal of the heart of the Father towards you right now. Let me pray for you as families in your homes, as individuals, wherever you are. Won't you stand with me right now? Won't you grab hands with your family? And maybe it's chaotic and the kids are running and they're like, ah, the production's over. Grab them, hold them tight. Hold your hands. If you're alone right now, know that the Father is right there with you. The Holy Spirit is in you. If you want to just imagine just cold hands, but those loved ones you can't be with right now. And I want to pray this over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray in this season that the main thing is the main thing, and that is relationship with you. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth. As the rain pours down right now, Father, I pray your spirit is poured out over this world, but your spirit within us is released out of the dams sometimes we have placed, that they are busted open and the Spirit of God comes out one to another. Because the main thing is the main thing. It's about a relationship with you. In Jesus' name, I bless you as families. I bless you as people. Have an amazing Christmas. If you're around this evening, log on. We're going to share to you about small groups this evening. Next Sunday, we'll let you know what's going to happen, if we're in person or online, or what's going to take place. Thank you for being flexible. Thank you for being generous so we can bless these families. We're going to bless some more this week. But I pray that you keep the main thing, and that's the relationship. We're going to finish today's broadcast with a song, Oh Holy Night. Won't you just maybe stand with your family, worship to the song. It's something so personal to me. It drives me to my knees in those words, because it is so beautiful. Have a blessed day, Liberty family, and all those who've joined us. And have an awesome Christmas, and we'll see you soon.